Greater than field is a 前进，左前进。
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Greater Nevada Field in Reno, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers and Reno Aces play game five of a six-game series that leads into the All-Star break. The Rainiers have already clinched at least a tie of this series because they've won three in a row. They lost the opener here on Tuesday, but have now won three straight, so they lead this series 3-1. And the Rainiers looking to clinch a series victory here tonight. On the mound for the Red Ears, surprise starter Eric Stout making the start as Jose Rodriguez was scratched from this start. And Stout starting instead. Stout's been throwing really well recently in a spot starter slash long reliever role. And the Red Ears are hoping for some strong innings from him early in this contest. He'll be opposed by Reno right-hander Slade Ciccone. Ciccone 4-5 with a 6.47 ERA on the year. The Red Ears have hit Ciccone hard this season, particularly with homers. They've hit 8 homers off Ciccone this year. It's the Red Ears and the Reno Aces. Should be a good one tonight here in Reno. Wind's blowing out. Nice warm temperatures. It's a setting for high-scoring baseball in all likelihood. When we come back, we'll take a look back at yesterday's win right after this.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
The Red Ears taking on the Reno Aces tonight. Game 5 of a 6-game series. Day game tomorrow at 1:05, then the All-Star break. Red Ears will be home on Friday to host the Round Rock Express Friday Night Fireworks at Cheney Stadium this coming Friday. Well, yesterday the Red Ears won 9-4. They hit three more homers. McCoy, Shiner, and Engel all going deep. The Red Ears have homered in 16 straight games with 38 total homers during those games. Homers were a big part of the story yesterday, but Sam Haggerty had the game-winning hit. His go-ahead two-run double in the eighth was his third double of the game. Roster move today, outfielder Jack Larson, who has not been playing at all recently, traded to the Giants and is going to report to AAA Sacramento. Hopefully he'll get a chance to get his season restarted there. Right here's have added a pitcher for today's game. Leon Hunter Jr. from Advanced Class A Everett is in the Right Here's bullpen in this one. We'll get to the starting lineups in today's game right after this.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's ball game. First for the visiting Rainiers, who are 43-42 on the year. Mariners AAA club is managed by John Russell. Leading off playing second base is Sam Haggerty. Cade Marlowe hits second. He is in left field. Hitting third, shortstop Didi Gregorius. Jake Shiner hits cleanup. He is at third base. Batting fifth, right fielder Taylor Trammell. Brian O'Keefe hits sixth. He is the catcher. Cooper Hummel bats seventh. He's at first base. Adam Engel hits eighth in center. And batting ninth, designated hitter Colin Moran. On the mound, left-hander Eric Stout. Stout's 3-1 with a 4.19 ERA. The Reno Aces are 48-37. The Diamondbacks AAA club is managed by Blake Lawley. They're going to lead off with Diego Castillo. He's in left field. Batting second, the designated hitter P.J. Higgins. Hitting third is first baseman Paven Smith. Batting cleanup, third baseman Phillip Evans. Tristan English hits fifth. He's in right field. Blaze Alexander bats sixth at second base. Hitting seventh, the shortstop Jake Hager. And batting eighth, catcher Jose Herrera with Jorge Barrosa hitting ninth in center field. On the mound, Slade Ciccone. Ciccone 4-5 with a 6.47 ERA. Umpires, Mark Bass is behind the plate. Cody Clark at first. Paul Clemens, the crew chief, at third. It's Tacoma and Reno. That's it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of tonight's game right after this.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball. Sam Haggerty stands in the batter's box, Slade Ciccone on the hill, and Haggerty just fouled one off after swinging and missing at the first pitch, so he's behind at the count. No balls, two strikes as we are underway here in Reno. The Red Ears wearing the road grays today. And the pitch to Haggerty, swinging and a miss, strike three, and Ciccone has a strikeout to open up the ball game. The Reno Aces are decked out in margaritas jerseys, and they're playing Jimmy Buffett songs all night on the PA system, and that's what's happening. Here's Cade Marlowe, and Marlowe hitting 262 with 10 homers, and he hits one high in the sky towards left. Gauging it is Diego Castillo, and the left fielder makes the catch, and two men are gone in the top of the first inning. So Marlowe flies out to left field, and now D.D. Gregorius is the hitter. Gregorius reached base three times yesterday with a hit and two walks. Left-hand batter. There's the pitch, and it is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Now Ciccone, former first-round draft pick out of Miami, with the pitch, and it's fouled back. Drafted out of the U in 2020 by the Diamondbacks. And Ciccone's making his 17th start of the season tonight, 4-5 with a 6.47 ERA. He's got a good arm. 0-2 is up high to Gregorius, and he'll get some strikeouts. He has, coming into play today, 89 strikeouts in 80 and two-thirds innings. The 89 strikeouts is second highest in the Pacific Coast League at the moment. Sears one up and away, two balls, two strikes. And he'll probably have the number one spot after tonight's game if he gets a couple, because Kyle Harrison, the league leader for Sacramento, is out with a hamstring injury, and he's not going to pitch for a little bit. Gregorius with a bounce at a third. That's fielded by Evans. Throws across the diamond to first in time for the out, and Ciccone retires the side in order of the first. Three up, three down, and he did it very quickly as the Red Ears go in order. We go to the bottom of the first. Tacoma nothing. Reno coming to the plate.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes. Find the right parts for you or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thank you.
Rainiers do not score at the top of the first. Now the Reno Aces come to the plate at the bottom of the first. And Eric Stout making the spot start today. He's working on just 2 days of rest since a very impressive outing on Wednesday when he tossed three scoreless innings here and ended up being the winning pitcher in the Rainiers' victory over Reno that night. Here's his first pitch to Diego Castillo, and it is called a strike. 0-1 the count. A word about the balls and strikes. We're using the challenge system tonight. The plate umpire, Mark Bass, is calling the pitches himself. So here's one inside to Castillo. And the players can challenge the batter, the pitcher, or the catcher. And if a challenge is called for, then they go to the automated system and check and see what the robot umpire has to say, and that's the final verdict. Once a team has incorrectly challenged three times, they're done. They can no longer challenge for the rest of the game. 1-1 pitch to Castillo is taken for a strike. Castillo hit two homers yesterday. They called that pitch a ball. I'm sorry. Two balls, one strike now to Diego Castillo. He had one homer all season and then went deep twice yesterday as now he fouls one away. Counts even 2-2. Here's the 2-2 pitch and it's a swing and a bouncer foul. Third base side, still 2-2. Stout. Now Cubs set. Here's the 2-2 pitch, swung on, bounced towards third, slowly hit, fielded by Shiner, quick throw to first, in time for the out, and one man's gone. Castillo bounces out to Jake Shiner, the Red Deer's third baseman today. And now P.J. Higgins is the batter. Stout signed by the Mariners on April 13th. Joined the Red Deer's 2 weeks into the season. Now a swing and a foul back by Higgins. Strike one. Stout made a really successful start in El Paso on June 25th when he tossed five scoreless innings of two-hit ball. That was a real kind of staff saver when he did that. So here's a pitch taken outside for a ball. And his three innings the other night here on Wednesday when he went three scoreless in Reno, that also was a bullpen saver, as that was a bullpen game for the Red Deers. And when he covered three innings, that really helped the whole staff. 1-1 pitch hit in the air, foul down the right field line, 1-2. Stout has big league time with both the Pirates and the Cubs, and also for a minute the Royals. 30-year-old lefty. One ball, two strikes to P.J. Higgins. And the pitch is outside for a ball. Counts even now, 2-2. Stout working with catcher Brian O'Keefe. Rainiers have Hubble at first, Haggerty at second, Gregorius at short, and Shiner at third. 2-2 to Higgins is low. Outfield is Marlowe in left, Engel in center, and Trammell in right. We're at high elevation here in Reno. Got the wind blowing out to right field. Here's the 3-2 pitch on its way to Higgins. Swung on it, grounded right to short. Gregorius bobbles it, but controls it and throws to first for the out. And two men are gone at the bottom of the first inning. Didi went down with the glove to field that. He was positioned perfectly with his legs apart and the ball coming right towards him. And he was squared up to it. And he reached down to field it. And it wasn't secure in his glove. And it popped out of his glove as he was getting ready to reach in there and grab it with his throwing hand. And he picked the ball out of the air with his throwing hand instead and still had plenty of time to make the throw to first for the out. Pitch to Pavin Smith is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Yeah, the 0-1 pitch is outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. So two down. 1-1 the count. And the pitch is swung on and lined towards left. That's going to get down for a base hit. Marlowe fields it on a couple of hops. And Pavin Smith is aboard at first with a two-out single for the Aces. So there's the first hit of the game for either team. Pavin Smith lines a single to left. And now Phillip Evans is the batter. Evans, the league's leading hitter, batting 360. With a 471 on base percentage, which also leads the league. He has six homers this year. He swings and pops one up, and it'll carry into the outfield because the wind is blowing it out to Trammell in shallow right field, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. So Evans is retired on one pitch, and that closes out the bottom of the first inning. No runs on a hit. There were no errors, and one man left on base, and we go to the second inning of play here at Greater Nevada Field with the score, Tacoma nothing, Reno nothing.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org. Ready for an MVP move? Using Water Wisely can help lower your summer water bills and help maintain our water supply. Fixing leaks, turning off the tap, and running full loads of dishes and laundry can reduce water waste. Water lawns early in the day and only give your landscape about 1 inch of water each week. From the forest to your tap, Tacoma Water takes pride in providing clean, reliable water. Learn more at mytpu.org/watersmart.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Well, no score after one inning of play here in Reno. Mike Curto with you from Greater Nevada Field. Shiner to start things off, and the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Slade Ciccone on the hill. Shiner hitting .283 with 22 homers, 75 runs batted in. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Shiner's hit one of his 22 homers this year off of Slade Ciccone. 1-1 pitch is fouled away. And Shiner's homered in each of the last two games here in Reno. He had a two-run shot yesterday. He hits a lot of homers to the opposite field. He's been doing that all year. And his homer yesterday hit the right field foul pole. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Ciccone got him with a slider out off the plate, and Shiner couldn't reach it. So one out, and that will bring Taylor Trammell to the dish. Trammell hitting .282 with 10 homers, 27 runs batted in. And the pitch is swung on and hit a mile high in the sky, but it's not going anywhere. In shallow center field, Hager, the shortstop, makes the catch, and two men are out in the top of the second inning. Trammell got under that one. So two down. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. Ciccone with a fastball that routinely is 95, 96 miles per hour. And we need to note that he actually is coming off of consecutive outstanding starts. And his last two outings as the pitch is inside to O'Keefe. The Red Ears have hit him hard this year, but he just had two great starts in Sacramento last week. Between the two outings, he pitched 13 innings and gave up only one run. Fastball is outside. But the Red Ears have scored 18 earned runs against him in 14 and a third innings with eight homers. Here's a ground ball throw into left field, a base hit for O'Keefe. So he has a two-out single to left, and there's the Red Ears' first hit of the game. And now Cooper Hummel will be the batter. Hummel, switch hitter, bats left, hitting 255 with two homers. And the pitch is up and away for a ball. Hummel missed the last two games. He was ill. Feeling better now and back in the lineup. One-oh pitch. Up and away for a ball. 2-0. Pitch. High ball 3, 3-0. So 3-0 to Hummel, who draws a ton of walks and is way out ahead of the count here. The 3-0 pitch. Called a strike on the outside edge, and the count goes to 3-1. Pitch fouled away, and it's a full count now. Almost tied with Jake Shiner for fourth in the league in walks. 52 free passes drawn this year. And Hummel is in the top 10 in on-base percentage because of these walks. He has a 427 on-base percentage. Now the pitch, swing, and a foul back. So still 3-2, the runner O'Keefe will be off with the pitch. He is being held on by Pavin Smith. And now Ciccone with a 3-2 to Hummel. Swing and a miss, strike 3. And down he goes, and that wraps up the top of the second inning. Ciccone has his third strikeout. No runs on a hit and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Tacoma and Reno are scoreless.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Well, we go to the bottom of the second inning. No score between Tacoma and Reno. Eric Stout on the mound. His pitch to Tristan English is taken for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Now the pitch is a foul tip at the plate, and it's 0-2. So Stout out ahead of Tristan English, who had a two-run wind-blown homer yesterday. Now the 0-2 pitch is low for a ball, 1-2. Now Stout into his motion. The 1-2 is swung on, fouled off on the first base side, and that's out of play. Still one ball, two strikes. Now this pitch is a smidge high, I suppose, for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Looked like O'Keefe briefly considered asking for a challenge on that one, but decided not to. 2-2 pitch is hit in the air towards left center field. This is struck well. Engel's back, and he's going to have room, and he makes the catch just shy of the warning track, and that's the first out. English flies out to fairly deep center field. So one out in the bottom of the second inning. And now Blaze Alexander is the batter. Now the pitch in there for a strike. Well, now this one is being challenged by the Aces, and it was indeed a strike. It caught the bottom of the zone, so Blaze Alexander incorrect with his challenge, and the Aces are down to two now. Rainiers have all three of their challenges remaining. Here's Stout's 0-1 pitch to Alexander, and it's pulled into left field, a base hit. Ground ball between short and third. So he has a one-out single. And now Jake Hager is the batter. Hager. Had three hits in the opener of this series on Tuesday and has not played since. Stout with the pitch, and it is taken at the knees for a strike, 0-1. So 0-1 now. And the pitch is down low for a ball, 1-1. This one is down and in, and Stout's behind in the count, 2-1. So 2-1 the count. And the pitch is lined down the third baseline, a fair ball. And Alexander is coming to third, and he's being waved in. And the relay throw misses the cutoff man, and Alexander scores without a throw. And Reno leads 1-0 on an RBI double down the left field line hit by Jake Hager. I thought the Rainiers were going to have a chance there. The throw from Marlowe to the cutoff man, Gregorius, went over his head. and was backed up by the third baseman, Shiner. If the throw from Marlowe had been right on the money to Gregorius, he might have been able to wheel and throw home, and the Rainiers may have had a chance for a play there, but we'll never know now. So Hager with the RBI double, and now Jose Herrera switching to catcher is the batter. And the pitch is up high for a ball, 1-0. Now the pitch is taken for a called strike. Well, Reno scored first yesterday, and the Rainiers won. That was the only game of this series in which the Aces have scored first. Until now today, too. Next pitch is a swing and a foul tip into O'Keefe Smith. That's strike two. So one ball, two strikes to Jose Herrera, who's in just his 14th AAA game this year. He's been in the majors with the Diamondbacks for the majority of the season. Stout with a 1-2 pitch to Herrera, and it is fouled off on the first base side. Still one ball, two strikes. Time called, and Hager doing some groundskeeping in the batter's box, kicking dirt around. Pardon me, Herrera in the batter's box. Hager with his lead at second base, and the 1-2 pitch is popped up foul, and that's out of play on the first base side. Still one ball, two strikes. We've got plenty of daylight still here in Reno, although the lights are now on here at Greater Nevada Field. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Herrera, and it is up high and outside, and O'Keefe can't reach it, and taking third base is Hager as the ball went to the backstop. The wild pitch moves the runner up. Rainiers have to bring the infield in now, and the count is even. Two balls, two strikes on Herrera. And now Stout with the pitch. And it's a swing and a miss. Strike three. He got him with a fastball. And that is the second out here at the bottom of the second inning. So Stout gets the strikeout. Two down. And the infielders will back up to normal depth. And now Jorge Barroza is the hitter. Barroza hitting .282 with 8 homers, 41 runs batted in. Switch hitter. He bats right-handed. Stout's pitch is a slider called a strike. 0-1 the count. Stout trying to strand this runner at third and get out of this inning with just the one run scoring. Here's his 0-1 pitch to Barroza. Swing and a miss, strike two. Another slider, and Stout out ahead of the count. No balls, two strikes. Here comes the 0-2 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a fastball, and down goes Barroza, and that closes out the bottom of the second inning. Back-to-back strikeouts finish off the Aces, but Reno does score a run on two hits. There were no errors and one runner left. We go to the third inning of play. It's Reno 1, Tacoma nothing.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. so our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
One nothing, Reno leads Tacoma. We go to the third inning of play here at Greater Nevada Field. Adam Engel, Colin Moran, and Sam Haggerty to bat this inning against the right-hander Slade Ciccone. Here's the pitch to Engel, and it is taken low and away for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now the 1-0 on its way. And this is up high for a ball. One ball, one strike. Engel has homered in 3 straight games he has played in. And he chops one foul down the third baseline. Count goes to 2-1 now. His homer yesterday came in the 9th inning. Solo shot. He's now hit 5 homers in 28 games for Tacoma, and he's batting .303 since joining the Rainiers. Now the 2-1 pitch is inside for a ball, 3-1. Outside, ball 4. There's a leadoff walk. So Engel heads down to first base. First walk issued by Ciccone. And now Colin Moran will be the batter. Moran hitting .258 with 5 homers. 2 of his 5 homers this year have come against this pitcher. Wow, we had a delayed challenge on the last pitch. And it was ruled a strike, and so Engel's walk has been nullified for now. So he has to go back to the batter's box, and I'm not sure why that took so long. You're supposed to ask for a challenge instantly. No delays allowed on that. Maybe it was just a delay with the video process of showing it on the video board. Next pitch to Engel is outside, ball 4, and he walks again. So he heads down to first base for real this time. And now Colin Moran will come to the plate. So Moran, as I was about to say, has hit 2 of his 5 homers this year against this pitcher, Slade Ciccone. He's 2-for-5 against him this year with the 2 dingers. Ciccone's pitch is swung on and fouled off of Moran's right foot. Ball bounces out towards the mound. It's a foul ball, 0-1. Now the 0-1 pitch is down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. One pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike 2. Breaking ball down and in, and Moran couldn't lay off of it. 1-2 pitch with the runner going. The pitch is down and in, and no throw by the catcher. Angle steals second base. And he is 9-for-9 stealing bases with the Raiders. Counts even. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Moran. Angle dancing around at second. Sicotti's pitch is pulled to right field. Down the line, hooking, and it is a foul ball. Went foul there at the last moment. Moran resets in the batter's box. And the 2-2 is hit in the air towards left center field. Ranging over is Barossa on the run. He makes the catch. Tagging at second is Engel. He's going to third, and he'll slide in there ahead of the throw. Moran flies out, but the runner does advance. And the Red Raiders have the tying runner at third with one out for Sam Haggerty. So Haggerty with an RBI opportunity here. He struck out in the first, had 3 hits yesterday, though, and is working on a 7-game hitting streak with 15 hits during the 7 games. Switch hitter, he bats left-handed against Sicconi. Reno just appealed at second base to see if Engel may have left too early, but the umpires ruled that he did not. Tagged up in time. All right, here we go. Pitch to Haggerty is taken down for a strike on the bottom edge of the zone. 0-1 the count. The third baseman's even with the bag. Well, now all the infielders are coming in on the 0-1 pitch. Now the pitch is inside for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. Reno's infield is Pavin Smith at first base, Blaze Alexander at second, Jake Hager at short, and Evans at third. 1-1 pitch coming. Down low. 2 balls, 1 strike. And the 2-1. Inside, ball 3. So 3 balls, 1 strike to Haggerty with Marlowe on deck. And the pitch is swung on, hit in the air to center. And Barossa ranges back, and he's there, and he makes the catch. Tagging at third is Engel, and he will score. And the Red Raiders have tied it up on a sacrifice fly off the bat of Sam Haggerty. Engel drew a leadoff walk, stole second, took third on Moran's flyout, and scored on Haggerty's flyout. So 2 outs, no one on for Cade Marlowe. Sicconi into his motion of the pitch is grounded up the middle, but positioned perfectly is Hager, the shortstop, and he throws out Marlowe at first base, and that's the final out at the top of the third inning. So the Red Raiders get 1 run without a hit. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the third. Tacoba 1-1.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back.
At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
One-one tie, Tacoma and Reno. We head to the bottom of the third inning here at Greater Nevada Field. Top of the order coming up for the Aces, Diego Castillo. Right-hand hitter leads things off. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Nolan Blackwood, and the first pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. So Eric Stout went two innings, allowed three hits and one run, no walks, two strikeouts. 1-0 for Blackwood is in at the D's first strike, 1-1. Blackwood had a tremendous outing here earlier in this series as here's a bounding ball up the middle and through into center field, and it's a leadoff single for Diego Castillo, grounder through the center of the diamond. So he's on, and now P.J. Higgins will be the batter. In the series opener on Tuesday, Blackwood went three shutout innings, allowing only one hit, and retired nine of the 10 batters he faced. But they get him for a leadoff single this time. Now the pitch is in there for a strike. Next offering from Blackwood. No, a throw to first instead. Blackwood's in his 31st appearance, which leads the team. 2-3 with a 5.26 ERA. 31 strikeouts, 13 walks in 37 and two-thirds innings. Now the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-1. Blackwood's been on a successful run recently, allowing just one run in his last six appearances, spanning 8 1/3 innings. Next pitch to Higgins is in there for a called strike, a slider from Blackwood. Count goes to 1-2. And the runner goes, the pitch is swung on and fouled off, and it's still a ball of two strikes. Man making the catch. Now Blackwood with a 1-2 again, and it is foul tipped at the plate. Still one ball, two strikes. Higgins had to really reach out to catch a piece of that pitch. One, two coming again from Blackwood. And it is tapped in front of the plate. Off the mound is Blackwood. He fields it and throws to first for the out. Higgins is retired, but Castillo moves up. He's at second base with one away for Pavin Smith. Smith singled his first time up, 1-for-1 today. Well, the All-Star events officially began at T-Mobile Park today with the Major League Baseball All-Star Futures game, in which each organization sent two prospects and they divided them up, National League and American League. Series of pitch in for a strike. And the Mariners' two prospects both started. Center fielder Jonathan Classe and catcher Harry Ford. No hits for our guys this year. As here's one down low. Classe went 0 for 2 with two strikeouts before being replaced by Spencer Jones, the Yankees' first-round pick last year. Harry Ford 0 for 1 with one strikeout. Here's one down low, and then he got relieved by the Angels' catching prospect, Edgar Cuero. The American League got shut out, just six hits. So here's a swing and a miss, 2-2. National League won 5-0. And the MVP was a shortstop prospect of the Marlins named Nassim Nunez, who actually played second base in the game, but he had a three-run double that was the big hit in the game. Blackwood's next pitch is low to Smith, and the count goes full, 3-2. Payoff pitch, bounce to first base, fielded behind the bag by Hummel, and he'll just take it himself to the base for the putout on Smith. That's the second out of the inning. Castillo moved up another base. He's at third now with two outs. And Phillip Evans coming to the plate. Evans flied out to right field earlier. He's 0 for 1. Now the pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch outside for a ball. 1-1. So runner at third, two outs. One ball, one strike to Evans. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 2-1. Blackwood comes set. Here's his pitch, and it's outside for a ball, 3-1. Blackwood in his first season in the M's system, pitched for AAA Toledo last year with Detroit. 3-1 pitch, misses high and tight. That's ball four, and Evans draws a walk. And runners are at first and third with two outs for Tristan English. English flied out to center field his first time up. He's 0 for 1. 1-1 tie here in Reno, bottom of the third. And the pitch misses for a ball. And the next pitch grounded sharply to short, but Gregorius flags it down and tosses to tosses to second to get Evans out for the final out here in the bottom of the third inning. Haggerty on the putout. So, no runs for Reno in the third. They had a hit, no errors, and two runners left. And we go to the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 1, Reno 1.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online. So you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
As a business owner, you're used to having a plan B. But these days, you're probably also thinking about plan C, plan D, all the way to plan Z. At Propel Insurance, we're here to help. Our deep expertise in the industries we serve means we know your business inside and out. Our trusted relationships with the nation's leading carriers means you have access to coverage not always available elsewhere. And add to that a relentless claims department, and you've got a partnership you can count on no matter what. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
1-1 tie. We head to the fourth inning here in Reno. Game five of a six-game series. Day game tomorrow at 1:05. Then the Rainiers are off for 4 days and resume the second half on Friday night at Cheney Stadium against Round Rock. Here's D.D. Gregorius, and he takes the first pitch inside for a ball, 1-0. He grounded out to third base his first time up. 1-0 pitch from Ciccone is skied into shallow center field. Barossa racing in, and he's there and makes the catch, and one man's out at the top of the fourth. Gregorius flies out to center, and now Jake Shiner is the batter. Shiner struck out earlier. He's 0-1. Now the pitch is a breaking ball outside. One-o offering up and in for a ball. Two balls, no strikes to Shiner. Good hitter's count here. And the pitch. Fastball called a strike, and it's 2-1. Two-one pitch, grounded right side, and that's scooped up there by Blaze Alexander, the second baseman, and he throws out Shiner at first, two away in the top of the fourth inning, and now Taylor Trammell will bat. He popped up earlier, 0-1. Well, if you missed it in the pregame show, the Red Ears traded outfielder Jack Larson to the Giants today, and he's reporting to Sacramento. Larson couldn't get in the lineup here because of other outfielders. Here's a grounder on the first base side, fielded by Smith, and he takes it to the bag for the out. Trammell is retired, and the inning is over. Larson sent to San Francisco for cash considerations, and frees up the Red Ears to add another pitcher, which they did today by adding Leon Hunter Jr. from Class A Everett. Well, the Red Ears go in order at the top of the fourth. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Tacoma 1, Reno 1.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Tacoma 1, Reno 1. Nolan Blackwood beginning his second inning of work. He'll face Blaze Alexander, Jake Hager, and Jose Herrera. Just had the Racing Aces between innings here in Reno. The Ace of Hearts won today. Just passing along the info. Make sure you've got all the latest. Here's a bunt attempt by Alexander on the first pitch of the inning, and he's going to beat out a base hit here on a little roller up the third baseline. Nicely executed by Blaze Alexander, and he is on to start the bottom of the fourth with a bunt single. It's the fifth hit for Reno. Rainiers have only one so far. Now Jake Hager will be the batter. We're going to take a look at what happened around the Pacific Coast League in last night's action. Pitch to Hager. He tries a bunt. First base side. Hummel picks it up. Feeds Blackwood, covering first in time for the out. Alexander moves up to second. The Aces playing small ball here at the bottom of the fourth. So they have a runner at second with one out for Jose Herrera. Albuquerque continued its hot run to start the second half. The Isotopes won at Oklahoma City last night 10-1. They were ahead 8-0 by the second inning. Tyler Heron and Hunter Stovall each had three hits for Albuquerque. Series of swing and a miss by Herrera. And Peter Lambert, who has been injured, he made the start for Albuquerque and allowed just one run in four innings. And then their bullpen, which has been revamped, tossed five scoreless. Series one down low for a ball. And Albuquerque is 8-2 after the first 10 games of second half play. And they have a two-game lead over a whole bunch of teams, including Tacoma, who are 6-4. Now the pitch is fouled back by Herrera. Round Rock hammered Sugarland 9-1 last night. Round Rock is the Rainiers' next opponent at Cheney Stadium starting on Friday. Justin Foscue homered twice and drove in four runs for the Rangers affiliate yesterday. So here's one fouled back by Herrera. And their top hitter, Elier Hernandez, hit his 15th homer and drove in three. And they also had three hit games from Sam Huff and Jonathan Ornelas. Big blowout win for the Express. Next pitch is low for a ball. Two balls, two strikes to Herrera. Runner at second, one out, bottom of the fourth inning of a tie game. And Blackwood's pitch is fouled away. Still two balls, two strikes. Sacramento coasted to an 8-1 win at Salt Lake last night. Elliot Ramos 4-for-5 with two homers and four runs batted in for the Rivercats. And their new pitcher, Kai Wee Teng, tossed five scoreless innings. Got his second win for Sacramento. 2-2 pitch to Herrera is popped up foul and out of play. Still two balls, two strikes. And one other game yesterday, Las Vegas beat El Paso 11-7. That was in El Paso. Vegas mashed 14 hits. 2-2 to Herrera, lined over the leaping Gregorius into center field, a base hit. Alexander's being waved home, the throw to the plate not in time. And taking second on the throw is Herrera, and Reno leads it to 2-1. Jose Herrera lines an RBI single to center. And he takes second on the throw home. And Reno has the lead again. Now the batter will be Jorge Barrosa. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball. Now the pitch, hit in the air down the left field line. On the move, Marlowe, and near the foul line, he makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Barroza flies to left, and there are two away. And that'll bring Diego Castillo to the plate. So Reno's been getting the hits early tonight. They have six hits. The Red Ears only one. But it's very early in this contest, just the fourth inning. Here's Blackwood's pitch to Diego Castillo, and it is in there for a strike. Castillo's one for two with a single so far. His hit came against Blackwood last inning. He was the first batter Blackwood faced upon entering the game. 0-1 pitch. Fouled away. There's strike two. So Blackwood out ahead of the count. No balls, two strikes. O-2 pitch fouled off the foot of Castillo, the left foot. He's hopping around in the batter's box. And now trying to walk it off. In the fifth, the Red Ears scheduled hitters are O'Keefe, Hummel, and Engel. Castillo still recovering from that foul off of his left toe, or on the toes on his left foot. He's back in there and ready to hit again. No balls, two strikes. Herrera at second. Blackwood's pitch grounded towards short. Backhand pickup by Gregorius. His throw to first is in time for the out. And the inning is over. Castillo grounds out to shortstop. And that wraps up the bottom of the fourth inning. But Reno takes the lead. One run on two hits. There were no errors and a runner left. We go to the fifth inning. It's Reno 2, Tacoma 1.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
We're going to the fifth inning. It's Reno 2, Tacoma 1. Brian O'Keefe, Cooper Hummel, and Adam Engel, the scheduled hitters here in the fifth to face Slade Ciccone. And the first pitch to O'Keefe is called a strike. Raiders have just one hit through the first four innings against Ciccone, and it was O'Keefe who got the hit. He singled in the second. Raiders scored in the third because of a walk and moved the runner around the bases. So here's one outside for a ball. One ball, one strike to Brian O'Keefe. Ciccone's kept the ball in the ballpark today. 1-1 pitch. Outside. Two balls, one strike.
Yeah.
And the next pitch, swung on, grounded sharply, a diving stop at short by Hager. He gets up and throws a two-hopper to first in time for the out. Nice play by the shortstop, Jake Hager, veteran AAA infielder, diving to the hole to field that hot grounder off the bat of O'Keefe. So one out at the top of the fifth inning. And now Cooper Hummel is the batter. Hummel struck out his first time up. He's 0 for 1. And the pitch is a breaking ball called a strike. Well, one pitch, fouled away. Oh, two now. Now the 0-2, swing and a miss, strike three at the Ciccone breaking ball, and Hummel has struck out for his second time. That's the fourth strikeout for Ciccone. He looks like a different man today. He's been much better today than in any of the three previous starts he's had against the Raiders, in which the Raiders have scored a lot of runs against him. No, just one today. Here's Adam Engel. And the pitch from Ciccone is a fastball up high. He's had better command of his fastball, and slider's been pretty sharp. 1-0 pitch up high for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. What's happened in his other starts against the Raiders is the fastball has been coming in middle of the plate and the guys are jumping on it. So there's a swing and a miss. The slider and the count goes to 2-1. He's avoided that so far today. Two-one pitch coming, and it's a fastball called a strike at the very top of the zone. And the count's now even 2-2. Ciccone with the pitch, and it's hit up the middle. And on one hop, it's fielded by Alexander, the second baseman, and he throws out Engel at first, and that wraps up the top of the fifth inning. Raiders go in order again, three up, three down. And Ciccone's retired nine straight batters. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It's Reno 2, Tacoma 1.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Well, we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Reno 2, Tacoma 1. New pitcher for the Raiders, Taylor Williams, in from the bullpen. And he has now tied Nolan Blackwood for the team lead with 31 appearances from the pen this year. Williams 2-0 with an 8.10 ERA. He'll face P.J. Higgins to lead things off. Williams pitches a first pitch slider, swing and a miss. There's strike one. Blackwood went two innings, allowed three hits and one run. He walked one, no strikeouts. Now the 0-1 pitch is taken for a strike, and it's 0-2 now. Williams out ahead of the count. Now the pitch is pulled foul down the left field line. Strike two. So no balls, two strikes to Higgins. Williams trying to put him away. And it's a slider in the dirt. Higgins doesn't chase it. One ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2 coming. Swinging a foul back. Higgins able to get a piece of that one. Still 1-2. And the next pitch from Williams, swung on and tapped up the third baseline. It's trickling up the line. The Red Ears are letting it roll, and it does go foul, finally. And so it's just a foul ball, and the count remains 1-2 to P.J. Higgins. Higgins was running that out, so he's just now reapproaching home plate to continue this at bat. Now Williams is set again. Here we go. The 1-2 pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a fastball up, and Higgins has struck out. One away in the bottom of the fifth inning. Now Paven Smith is the batter. Smith, left-hand hitter, 1-for-2 with a single so far. And he swings at the first pitch and skies it on the left side of the infield. Gregorius is under it, a step on the outfield grass, and he makes the catch, and Smith is out. Two down in the bottom of the fifth. So Phillip Evans, the batter. And Evans is 0-for-1 in this game with a flyout and a walk. And he takes the first pitch low and away for a ball. Next pitch from Williams. Heater inside, and the count goes to 2-0. Now the 2-0 pitch coming from Williams. Slider just outside for a ball. And challenge. The Red Ears challenged that slider. It was challenged by O'Keefe, so we'll go to the automated system, see what the robot umpire has to say. And it was indeed just a smidge outside. The umpire was right, and the Red Ears lose a challenge. So they have two left, as does Reno at this point of the game. And the 3-0 pitch to Evans is taken for a strike. It's 3-1. Williams with his 3-1 pitch on its way. And it is a fastball poured in there for a strike. And the count goes full, 3-2. Time called by Evans. He steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Now he's back in there and ready to hit again. Williams is set, and the 3-2 pitch is swung on and fouled back, and the count remains 3-2. So we'll do it again. And a new baseball put in play. Here we go, the 3-2, swung on and lined into center, and that'll get down for a base hit. Evans has a two-out single to center field. Got a fastball on the full count and just hit it straight up the middle for a clean single. And now Tristan English is the hitter. Pitch to English, fouled away. Pitch swung on, hit in the air to left field. Marlowe there, and he makes the catch. And English is out, and that does it for Reno in the bottom of the fifth inning. No runs on a hit. There were no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the sixth inning. It's Reno 2, Tacoma 1.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Bayside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 206-670-9000.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Well, we've got a one-run ball game here in Reno as we head to the sixth inning. Reno 2, Tacoma 1 right here, still with only one hit. Colin Moran, Sam Haggerty, and Cade Marlowe to bat this inning against Slade Ciccone. Rainier's last night had 11 hits, and 10 of them went for extra bases. Today, just one measly single so far, but that's going to change. First pitch to Moran is in there for a called strike, 0-1 the count. Now the next pitch swung on and popped up into shallow right center. Back goes Alexander, in is English, and English, the right fielder, makes the running catch. And that's the first out here in the top of the sixth inning. And it'll bring to the plate the top of the order and Sam Haggerty. switch hitter bats left, and he's 0 for 1 with a sack fly, and he takes the first pitch for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch coming. Swung on and hit in the air to center field, and this will carry out to Barossa, who makes the catch for out number two. Ciccone has retired 11 straight Tecoma batters. And now Cade Marlowe will be the hitter. Marlowe, left-hand hitter. Oh for 2, and he takes inside for a ball. Marlowe has a 12-game hitting streak on the line. He was off yesterday. First day off in a while for Cade. One-oh pitch fouled away. One-one pitch coming. And it's swung on and hit out into center, and that's going to get down for a base hit. And Marlowe extends the hitting streak to 13 straight games, and the Red Ears have their second hit of the night. A single to center field for Cade Marlowe. So he's aboard, and now Didi Gregorius is the batter. Pitch is a swing and a miss for a strike. Mariners have lost today. The Astros beat them 3-2 on a go-ahead homer in the eighth inning by the catcher Martin Maldonado. He took Andres Munoz deep. Now the 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. So that ended the Mariners' stretch in which they won 6 out of 7 games, and they're back down to 500 on the year now at 44-44. Can still win the Houston series in the finale tomorrow. That'd be great to get a series win on the road in Houston. 0-2 is high and away. One ball, two strikes to Gregorius with Marlowe at first. Brian Wu had a good start today, went 6 innings, allowed 2 runs, 1 earned. But the Mariners' offense was limited to 5 hits. Toss to first, and back in is Marlowe. Framber Valdez started for Houston. He's tough. Next pitch, grounded right to the shortstop, Hager. And he'll toss to first and get Gregorius, and that's the final out in the top of the sixth inning. Red Ears do not score. They got their second hit of the game, but they leave a runner stranded. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Reno 2, Tecoma 1.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tecoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Reno 2, Tecoma 1. Taylor Williams on the mound to begin a second inning of work. He'll face Blaze Alexander, Jake Hager, and Jose Herrera. Williams with the pitch to Alexander, and it's inside for a ball. Alexander's 2-for-2, and he has scored both Reno runs. One of his hits was a bunt single that started the rally in the fourth that saw Reno take the lead. The 1-0 from Williams is a slider that's inside. Two balls, no strikes. Two-oh pitch. Low ball three. Well, the Rainiers are challenging that one. O'Keefe called for the challenge. And we checked the video, and it was low. The Rainiers are 0-for-2 on challenges tonight. Well, 3-0 to Blaze Alexander. Here's the 3-0 pitch, and it is called a strike. It's 3-1. Now the 3-1. Swing and a miss, and the count goes full. 3-2. Payoff pitch coming from Williams. Swung on, bounced on, two hops to second. Haggerty gloves it, and he throws to first in time to get Blaze Alexander. And there's the first out in the bottom of the sixth inning. So Alexander retired, and now Jake Hager is the batter. He's 1-for-1 with an RBI double. He hits a grounder to Gregorius on the first pitch. Didi fields it and throws out Hager, and two men are gone at the bottom of the sixth inning. Williams getting another ground ball in the infield. And now Jose Herrera is the batter. Herrera's 1-for-2 with an RBI single. Ace is 2, Red Ears 1. We're at the bottom of the sixth. Williams comes set, and his pitch is a fastball called a strike. Next pitch from Williams. Swung on and lined into the gap in left center field, and over to cut it off is Barlow, and he's going to hold Herrera to a single, getting the ball in quickly. So a two-out single for Jose Herrera, his second hit of this game. And now Jorge Barrosa is the batter. Pitch is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0, swing and a miss. 1-1. Now a swing and a foul out of play. One and two. Williams throws up and away. Two balls, two strikes. Runner at first with two outs in the bottom of the sixth inning. Now the 2-2 from Williams. Chop towards first, foul ball. Hummel fielding it in foul territory. So still two balls, two strikes. Time called now by Barossa. He steps out of the batter's box. Williams trying to close out the inning here. His 2-2 pitch is on its way. And it's grounded to the right side, backhanded by Haggerty. Little flip to Gregorius at second base for the force out on Herrera. And that closes out the bottom of the sixth inning. Two scoreless innings for Taylor Williams tonight. No runs here on a hit, and one runner left in the sixth. We go to the seventh inning. It's been eerily low scoring here in Reno tonight. It is Reno 2, Tacoma 1.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
We go to the seventh inning. It's Reno 2, Tacoma 1. Slade Ciccone tossing a gem so far for the Aces, working on a two-hitter. And his pitch count is just 71 as we head to the seventh. Jake Shiner leads things off for the Red Ears, 0 for 2 today. And he takes a slider low and away for a ball, 1-0. Red Ears with just 2 singles so far. The run scored on the lone walk that they have drawn against Ciccone tonight. 1-0 pitch, fastball called a strike, 1-1. In the third inning, Adam Engel drew a leadoff walk, stole second, went to third on a flyout, and scored on a sacrifice fly. 1-1 pitch to Shiner. Swing and a miss. There's strike two. So the Red Ears with just 2 hits today. There was a no-hitter in the big leagues today. The Detroit Tigers pitched a no-hitter against Toronto. It was a 3-pitcher combined no-hitter. Matt Manning, rookie starting pitcher, went the first 6 2/3. 1-2 pitch is outside, 2-2. He walked 3 but didn't give up any hits, and he was at 91 pitches, and they knew he wasn't going to be able to make it through 9, so they went to the pen. In fact, A.J. Hinch, the manager, said he had been thinking about pulling him as early as the 5th inning because he was laboring a lot. Sears went outside. But he ended up going 6 2/3, no hit. Then they brought in right-hander Jason Foley. He got 4 outs. So here's a bouncer foul. And then their closer, Alex Lang, worked a three-up, three-down ninth. And so it was a three-pitcher, no-hitter for Detroit against Toronto. Ninth no-hitter in Detroit Tigers history. 3-2 pitch to Shiner, grounded to third, off the glove of Philip Evans, and Shiner will reach base safely to get things started here in the seventh inning. So Shiner is on. The Red Ears have the tying runner on base for Taylor Trammell. Grounder was to the backhand side of Evans. He reached across his body and had it hit the heel of his glove. We'll see how they score it. Well, they put a hit on the scoreboard, but there's been no announcement. Trammell, the batter, and the pitch is swung on and skied foul down the right field line and out of play. So two no-hitters now in the big leagues this season. The combined no-hitter by Detroit today and then the perfect game not long ago by the Yankees' Domingo Herman. That is officially an infield single for Shiner. Pitch misses to Trammell now. One ball, one strike. Next pitch coming. Up and away. 2-1. Two-one pitch, high and outside, ball three. And Trammell's well out ahead of the count, 3-1. Finally starting to cool off a little bit here in Reno with sunset approaching. Three balls, one strike to Taylor Trammell. Now the pitch is high and away, ball four. So he heads down to first. Shiner takes second, and the Red Ears have something developing here in the seventh inning. Second walk issued by Ciccone, and the pitching coach, Doug Drabeck's calling time, and he's going out to the mound to talk to Ciccone, and Reno's probably going to start some bullpen activity about now as well. Plate umpire Mark Bass goes out to the mound to break up the conversation. Two on for O'Keefe with Hummel on deck and Engel after him. Conference on the mound breaks up. Left-hander Andrew Saulfrank is the lefty in the Aces bullpen who's warming up. O'Keefe stands in. Two on, no one out in the top of the seventh. And the pitch from Ciccone is a swing and a miss, and the bat goes flying and hits the screen behind home plate as O'Keefe lost the handle. And O'Keefe's got to go work on his bat, put some sticky stuff on the handle. Checking out our Mariner Farm report, AA Arkansas playing without Jonathan Class A because he was in Seattle for the Futures game. They won last night 5-3 at Northwest Arkansas against the Royals affiliate. Isaiah Gilliam and Robbie Tenorowicz with homers. 0-1 pitch to O'Keefe is swung on and popped up on the infield. The second baseman, Blaze Alexander, is under it and he makes the catch, and that's the first out of the inning. The infield fly rule was in effect there. And now Cooper Hummel is the batter. Advanced Class A, Everett won last night at Spokane. 2-2 tie after eight innings, and then they scored six runs in the top of the ninth. James Parker with a three-run homer in that rally. There's the pitch to Hummel, and it's pulled foul down the first baseline. And Loe Modesto lost to Stockton, the A's affiliate, 6-3, although the 19-year-old outfielder Gabriel Gonzalez had two hits, including his ninth homer, and he had his 100th hit of the season at Modesto. Here's a foul out of play. Gonzalez batting .349 in his first full season as a pro. Well, no balls, two strikes to Hummel with Shiner at second, Trammell at first, one out of the seventh. Rainier's down by a run. Ciccone's pitch is a check swing on a pitch outside, and Hummel held up in time. One ball, two strikes. Hummel back in the batter's box now. And the pitch is down low. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two pitch. Just inside, ball three, and that's challenged by the Aces. They thought that was strike three. The pitch was called a ball. It was very close. We'll go to the automated system, and it says inside. So Hummel was right, and the Aces have now lost two challenges, so each team is down to its last challenge. They can challenge forever if they're always right, but as soon as they're wrong, they're done challenging for the night. So the 3-2 to Hummel is swung on and smashed into the gap in left center field. Barroso on the run. He can't get it. It drops in for a hit. Shiner's going to score the tying run. Going to third and stopping there is Trammell. It's an RBI double for Cooper Hummel, and the Red Bulls have tied it up here in the seventh inning, 2-2. So Hummel doubles to left center and ties this game up and puts the go-ahead runner at third with one out in the form of Trammell. Adam Engel now the batter. Hummel's 12th double of the season and 21st run batted in. Reno brings its infield in all the way around. Engel has walked and grounded out tonight. The pitch is a fastball outside, ball one. Rainier's with a great opportunity to take the lead here now. The 1-0 pitch, breaking ball in there for a strike, and that evens up the count, 1-1. Blake Wyman is throwing in the Rainier's bullpen. Looks like he's going to have the bottom of the seventh. 1-1 pitch coming to Engel, and it is lined into left, and that's a base hit. Trammell scores. Coming to third is Hummel. He will hold at third base as the left fielder Castillo got it in a hurry. An RBI single by Engel gives the Red Bulls a 3-2 lead here at the top of the seventh inning. Adam Engel lining a base hit to left. Colin Moran now the batter. And Blake Lally, the manager of the Aces, is going to go to the mound and make the move to the bullpen and bring in the left-hander Andrew Salfrank to face Moran. So we've got a break in the action for a pitching change here in the top of the seventh with runners at the corners and one out. Our score, Tacoma 3, Reno 2.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
At Canon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
We are in the top of the seventh inning, and the Tacoma Rainiers have scored 2 runs this inning to take the lead for the first time today, 3-2. Runners at the corners with 1 out for Colin Moran. The new pitcher for Reno is left-hander Andrew Saulfrank in his 6th appearance. For the Aces, he's allowed 4 runs in 6 innings so far, 6.00 ERA. No decisions yet. Left versus left with Moran at the plate, and the pitch is called a strike, 0-1. Moran's 0-2 with a couple of flyouts. Ciccone had a very good start for Reno, 6 1/3 innings, allowed 5 hits, 3 runs all earned, walked 2, struck out 4. He's responsible for 2 more base runners. Saulfrank's 0-1 swing and a miss. Big rip by Moran, and he comes up empty. No balls, 2 strikes. Saulfrank appearing in his 2nd game of this series. Faced the Rainiers for his first time on Thursday night. Went 2/3 of an inning, was charged with 3 runs in that one. 0-2 to Moran. And the pitch is swung on and pulled down the right field line. Fair ball going into the corner. Scoring is Hummel. Ankle is being waved around third. He's headed home. He's going to score without a throw to the plate. It's a 2-run double for Colin Moran. The Rainiers have scored 4 runs here at the top of the 7th inning, and they lead this game 5-2. So Colin Moran with a 2-run double down the right field line. And Ciccone has the books closed. He's charged with 5 runs all earned. The stats aren't going to look as good as the pitching performance actually was for Ciccone tonight. Here's Sam Haggerty. He loves hitting against lefties, and he takes the first pitch up high for a ball, 1-0. Haggerty's 0-2 with a sac fly. So Moran with that double now has a 7-game hitting streak and has hit safely in 12 of his last 13 games. 1-0 pitch is in there for a strike. Even count to Haggerty. And the next pitch from the lefty is up high. 2 balls, 1 strike. Saulfrank, a 6th round draft choice of the Diamondbacks in 2019. 2-1 pitch to Haggerty. Chopped foul on the third base side. Counts even now, 2-2. Saulfrank played college baseball at Indiana. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3. And Haggerty is the second out here in the top of the seventh inning. So two away for Cade Marlowe. Pitch to Marlowe is swung on and popped up on the left side. The third baseman, Evans, makes the catch for the final out of the inning, and that does it. But the Red Ears break through. They score four runs in the top of the seventh inning, and they do it with three hits. There are no errors and one runner left. We go to the seventh inning stretch with the score, Tacoma 5, Reno 2.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning in Reno. Tacoma 5, Reno 2 is our score. This series wraps up with the day game tomorrow at 1:05. Tune in early tomorrow. We'll start the pregame show at 12:50 as we have a special guest for our Sunday interview. Right here is pitcher Darren McCacken will be our pregame show guest tomorrow afternoon starting at 12:50. New pitcher for the Red Ears here at the bottom of the seventh, Blake Wyman, and his first pitch to Diego Castillo is popped up on the right side. Hummel in fair territory makes the catch. One pitch, one out at the bottom of the seventh inning. Wyman gets Castillo to pop up. Wyman's in relief of Taylor Williams, who went two scoreless innings, allowing two hits. No walks, one strikeout. Wyman is appearing in his 30th game of the year. He's 1-3 with a 4.86 ERA. He's been a hot hand out of the pen recently. See if he can keep that going. And Reno, very tough place to pitch. Here's his pitch to Higgins, and it is taken up and in for a ball, 1-0. Wyman hasn't allowed a run in his last seven appearances, spanning 9 1/3 innings. Next pitch, fastball poured in there for a strike. One pitch coming. High for a ball, 2-1. Wyman grew up in a high elevation town in Littleton, Colorado, in the greater Denver area. This is 2-1 pitches up and away, ball three. So he's been pitching in high elevation hitter's park since Little League, you know? His 3-1 pitch is on its way. And it's a foul tip at the plate, and the count goes full, 3-2. So three balls, two strikes to P.J. Higgins. And Wyman's full count pitch is a breaking ball just outside, ball four, and it's a one-out walk. So Higgins heads down to first base. Second walk issued by Tacoma pitchers tonight. And now Paven Smith is the batter. And Wyman gets a left versus left advantage on Smith. And the pitch misses for a ball. One oh pitch, fouled away. Counts even, 1-1. Rainiers just took the lead with the 4-run rally at the top of this inning. One pitch inside for a ball. 2-1. One pitch coming, and it is a called strike, and the count's even, 2-2. Two pitch is hit in the air towards left. Marlowe on the move, he makes the catch, and that's out number two. It was a sinking liner towards left center, but it hung up in the air long enough for Marlowe to move that direction, and it also kind of tailed towards the left fielder, and he was able to make the catch. So two outs at the bottom of the seventh, and now Phillip Evans is the hitter. Evans is 1-for-2 with a single and a walk so far. League's leading hitter. Now at 361, and he takes the pitch down low for a ball, 1-0. Big day in baseball tomorrow. The draft starts tomorrow. So here's a swing and a pop-up on the right side, and this is playable for Haggerty. He makes the catch on the outfield grass, and Evans is out and the inning is over. Blake Wyman delivers a scoreless bottom of the seventh inning. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left on. We go to the eighth inning. It's Tacoma 5, Reno 2.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Does your vehicle have over 75,000 miles? Get maximum high-mileage engine protection with Syntec Full Synthetic High-Mileage Motor Oil, exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec High-Mileage and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $34.99. Limit supply. Ask for Syntec High-Mileage at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
On we go to the eighth inning. It's Tacoma 5, Reno 2. D.D. Gregorius, Jake Shiner, and Taylor Trammell to bat at the top of the eighth inning against left-hander Andrew Saulfrank. And the pitch bounces up to the plate. There's ball one to Gregorius, who is 0-for-3 today. He's grounded out twice and flied out once. Gregorius not off to a fast start with the bat, 6-for-33, but he is putting the ball in play. He's only struck out twice, so one would think the hits will start to fall in. There's a broken bat foul ball down the first baseline. Gregorius's bat just split in two the long way. So he's got to get a new one from the dugout. One ball, one strike to Gregorius. So yes, tomorrow is the first round of the draft, and the Mariners have three first-round draft picks. For the first time since 2009 that has been the case. Now, they don't pick till later in the first round because they had a good year last year. Gregorius ropes one foul down the right field line. But the Mariners' three first-round picks are selections numbers 22, 29, and 30. So now the 1-2 pitch to Gregorius is in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. And apparently, from what I've read, this is a really good year to have a lot of first-round draft picks, even if they are late in the first round, because scouts are saying that this is the deepest draft in over 10 years in terms of the talent that's available coming out of the high schools and the 21-year-olds in college. Next pitch, check swing. He went around, says the third base umpire. That's strike three. Gregorius is the first out at the top of the eighth inning. So Saul Frank has his second strikeout, and now Jake Shiner is the batter. Shiner's 1-for-3 with an infield single and scored a run. Shiner, by the way, now leads the league in runs scored. He's at 69 on the year. And he takes the first pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. Shiner moved into the top spot with his performance last night when he scored twice. He swings and misses here, and the count's now 1-1. One pitch. Fastball poured in there for a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. No one up in the Rainiers pen, so it looks like Wyman's going to get another inning. 1-2 pitch, check swing. He went around, strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts here at the top of the eighth, and two men are gone. Taylor Trammell now the batter. Trammell's 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored tonight. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Next pitch inside for a ball, 1-1. Taylor Trammell, a two-time participant in the MLB All-Star Futures game, which was held today in Seattle. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Strike two. In fact, Trammell was like a Futures game star. He shined on that stage. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch is a check swing. He went around, but it gets away from the catcher, Herrera, who goes and picks it up and throws to first for the out. And that does it for the Red Ears as Saul Frank strikes out the side in the top of the eighth inning. Got Gregorius, Shiner, and Trammell consecutively to wrap up the inning. Well, we go to the bottom of the eighth. Red Ears still lead. It's Tacoma 5, Reno 2.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Well, we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Tacoma leading Reno 5-2. Blake Wyman on the mound to face Tristan English. And the first pitch is a fastball in there for a strike. 0-1 the count to the right-hand hitter. Wyman pitched a scoreless seventh inning. Everyone who's worked in this game has pitched two innings so far, so Wyman trying to do that as well as he throws strike two to English. Stout started and went the first two innings, gave up one run. Nolan Blackwood pitched the next two innings, gave up one run. Taylor Williams pitched the fifth and the sixth, didn't allow any runs, and now Wyman has pitched the seventh, and he's out there at least to begin work in the bottom of the eighth. Here's his 0-2 pitch to Tristan English, and it is a fastball inside. 1-2. Yeah, the 1-2 pitch, swing, and a foul tip at the plate still. One ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2 again. And it's grounded to first. Staying with a tough hop is Hummel, and he'll take it himself to the bag for the putout, and one man is gone at the bottom of the eighth inning. The last bounce that ball took came up high on Hummel. He had to adjust, but he was able to flag it down. So one away, and now Blaze Alexander is the batter. Alexander 2-for-3 with a couple of singles, and he has scored both of Reno's runs. Now the pitch is in there for a called strike. Oh, one pitch in there for a called strike. It's 0-2. O-2 pitch, high and away. Now breaking ball just outside, ball three. O'Keefe was considering the challenge there, but you gotta be pretty sure because the Rainiers are down to their last challenge. 2-2 coming from Wyman. And it's a swing and a foul back. Still 2-2. Plate umpire gets a new load of baseballs from the bat boy. Two balls, two strikes, one out. And now a swing and a fly ball to right. The wind is pushing it a bit, but Trammell has room and he makes the catch, and Alexander is out. two down in the top of the eighth inning. So here's Jake Hager, who's one for two with an RBI double and has a sacrifice bunt in this game. Wyman with the pitch, and it is taken for a called strike. Oh, one pitch, hit up the middle, and backhanded by Haggerty, and he fires to first. In time for the out, Hager is retired, and Wyman works a three up, three down, bottom of the eighth inning. Nice job by the lefty. He has given the Red Ears two scoreless innings, and he is now working on 11 and a third straight scoreless innings. We go to the ninth, Tacoma 5, Reno 2.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, we go to the ninth. It is Tacoma 5, Reno 2. New pitcher for the Aces, right-hander Steven Nogosek is on the hill for his sixth time with Reno this year. He's got no record at a 2.84 ERA. Brian O'Keefe stands in, and the pitch is a fastball down low. Previous reliever Andrew Salfrank for the Aces went 1 2/3 scoreless, allowing one hit, no walks, four strikeouts. 1-0 pitch is popped up, foul, first base side, and it's out of play. And O'Keefe stays alive with a count of one ball and one strike. Right here's half Riley O'Brien warming up in the pen for the bottom of the ninth. They would love to get some insurance runs. It's been a low-scoring game by Reno standards, but things can change in a hurry here. Next pitch, swing and a miss, and the count goes to 1-2. O'Keefe calls time. Take a moment here before resetting in the batter's box. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. And it's a swing and a foul back. Still one ball, two strikes. The 1-2 coming again. And it's chopped towards third. One big bounce to Phillip Evans, who has it. Throws a one-hopper to first in time for the out. And there's the first out at the top of the ninth inning. And now Cooper Hummel is the batter. Hummel had a big hit in the seventh, the game-tying RBI double. He's 1-for-3 tonight. Here's the pitch, and it's a breaking ball up high, ball one. Next pitch is a swing and a miss. Count goes to 1-1. Now here's the pitch up and away. In the bottom of the ninth for Reno, they start with the number 8 spot in their order. It'll be Herrera, Barroza, and Castillo. Now a swing and a liner down the right field line. It is a foul ball. Close, but foul. So the Aces are in that spot in the lineup in the bottom of the ninth where if they start to get some guys on base, they're going to have the heart of their order up. 2-2 pitch down and in ball three. Full count to Hummel. He hasn't walked yet today. Might be his time right here. The 3-2 grounded to first sharply, but fielded by Pavin Smith, and he flips it to the pitcher for the putout, and two men are gone at the top of the ninth. And now Adam Engel will be the hitter. He's been a big factor today. Walked and scored in the third, had the go-ahead RBI single in the seventh, and then later scored then on Colin Moran's two-run double. And the pitch is swung on and lined into left field. Another base hit for Engel. A sharp liner pulled into left, and he is aboard for his third time today. And that's hit number 6 for the Red Ears. And now Moran comes to the plate. Engel's hit safely in 10 of his last 11 games. So Moran, 1-for-3 with that big two-run double in the seventh that gave the Red Ears a little bit of a cushion, turned a 3-2 lead into a 5-2 lead, which is where we are right now. And the pitch to Moran is down low for a ball, 1-0. Now the next pitch from Nagosik is a swing and a miss. 1-1. Engel's been a great base stealer for the Red Ears so far, 9-for-9, and the pitch is fouled away. 1-2 now to Moran. One-two pitch, runner goes, pitch is a called strike three, and the inning is over. Moran strikes out looking, and that does it for Tacoma in the top of the ninth inning. No runs on a hit, and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning with the score, Tacoma 5, Reno 2.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning here in Reno, where the Right Ears lead 5-2. And the Reno Aces hype man was just getting everyone all frothed up here between innings as the crowd is trying to will the Aces into a comeback here. Trying to prevent that from happening is Riley O'Brien. He is in to do the pitching for Tacoma here. In the bottom of the ninth, O'Brien on in relief of Blake Wyman, who tossed two scoreless innings without allowing a hit. Wyman walked one, didn't get a strikeout today. So O'Brien in from the pen, and this is his 28th appearance of the year, 1-4 with four saves, a 2.70 ERA. 30 innings pitched, only 21 hits allowed, 24 walks, 43 strikeouts. The righty from Seattle ready to work on Jose Herrera, who's 2-for-3 with a pair of singles tonight. And O'Brien's pitch is inside with the curve, and stepping out of the way of it was Herrera. Ball one. Next pitch coming. And it is a fastball called a strike, and that evens things up 1-1. 96-mile-per-hour heater from O'Brien right there. Here's his 1-1 pitch. And it's chopped foul, first base side. And the count goes to 1-2, so O'Brien's out ahead. A ball and two strikes. O'Brien pitched the ninth inning of the Right Ears' 9-5 win here on Wednesday. And he didn't get a save because it was a four-run lead. Doesn't qualify for a save, but he closed it out. Here's the 1-2 pitch on its way to Herrera. And it's a curve that is inside for a ball. Herrera thought he struck out. The umpire called it a ball. The Red Ears are risking their last challenge here. And so we go to the automated system. And everyone's watching the video board, and it turns out that pitch was inside. And so the Red Ears are out of challenges. And the count is 2-2 to Herrera. And the pitch from O'Brien is swung on and fouled off on the third base side. Still 2-2. O'Brien is set, and the 2-2 pitch is on its way, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three. O'Brien threw a fastball past him at 97 on the gun, and one man is out in the bottom of the ninth inning. Big first out with a three-run lead here in Reno. And now Jorge Barrosa, the batter. Barrosa 0-for-3 in this one. Switch hitter bats left against O'Brien. And the pitch is a fastball inside, ball one. One oh pitch. Fastball called a strike, and now it's 1-1. Now breaking ball up high. 2-1. Mm-hmm. 2-1 pitch coming. And it's fouled away, and the count's even 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, one out. And the pitch is grounded to the right side and through into right field. A base hit for Barossa. And the Aces get a man on. Their first hit since the sixth inning. Jorge Barossa grounds a single into right field. And now Diego Castillo will be the hitter. They need another base runner to bring the tying run to the plate. Castillo is 1-for-4 in this game with a single. Has a .455 on base percentage this year. Good eye at the plate, draws a lot of walks. O'Brien's pitch is a fastball down low, 1-0. O'Brien checks the runner at first, but isn't particularly concerned about him with a three-run lead. Now he does throw over there, and diving back in safely is Barossa. Here comes the 1-0 pitch now to Diego Castillo. And it is up and in for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Two-oh pitch coming. And it's a fastball call to strike 2-1. Outfield play straight away. Infield at double play depth. Hummel holding the runner on at first. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Runner goes, and it's a swing and a miss for a strike. The throw to second goes into center field. And heading to third is Barossa. So he has his 11th steal of the year and takes third on the throwing error by O'Keefe. Runner at third with one out. Two balls, two strikes, the count to Higgins. Right here's, or to Castillo, pardon me. Rainier's leading 5-2. And the 2-2 pitch, curveball called, strike three, and down goes Castillo, and he challenges. This would be the Aces' last challenge if he's wrong. And everyone now checking the video board, and it was indeed a strike. So Castillo is out, and the Aces are out of challenges. Both teams are out of challenges, so we're done with that. And there are two outs in the ninth. Runner at third, Red Ears with a three-run lead. P.J. Higgins is the batter. He's 0-for-3 with a walk today. O'Brien's pitch is a swing and a miss and a breaking ball there, strike one. The tying run for Reno is on deck, and the on-deck hitter is Paven Smith. The Red Ears would prefer to just not see him until tomorrow. Here's the 0-1 pitch from O'Brien. And there's a breaking ball in there for a strike, and it's 0-2. Same pitch he just struck out Castillo with right there, the curveball that hit the top of the zone. So no balls, two strikes to Higgins. Two outs in the ninth. Right here's trying to clinch a series win in Reno. The 0-2 pitch swung on, tapped towards short, charged by Gregorius. He has it and throws to first for the out, and that's the ball game. The Tacoma Raiders are winners tonight by a final score of 5-2. And the Raiders have won four of the first five games of this series with the day game tomorrow starting at 1:05. Don't forget to tune in early at 12:50 for our Sunday interview with Raiders pitcher Darren McCacken tomorrow prior to first pitch. Raiders win 5-2. Stick around. We'll recap the game and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Rainiers win. They beat Reno 5-2 and clinch a series win here on the road at Greater Nevada Field, having won 4 of the first 5 games here with 1 game left tomorrow prior to going on All-Star break. Rainiers were shut down for a long time today by Slade Ciccone, the Reno starter who the Rainiers have gotten the best of previously this year, but today he pitched well. And Reno had a lead in the second inning when Jake Hager hit an RBI double against the Rainiers' surprise starter Eric Stout, filling in for Jose Rodriguez. Rainiers tied it up in the third when Adam Engel drew a leadoff walk, stole second base, tagged up and went to third on a flyout, and then tagged up and scored on a sacrifice fly by Sam Haggerty. That made it 1-1. But the Reno Aces regained the lead in the fourth when Blaze Alexander hit a bunt single, was sacrificed to second base, and then Jose Herrera singled up the middle, bringing in Alexander and making it 2-1 Reno. It stayed that way for a while. The Rainiers getting stellar relief work from Taylor Williams. Couple scoreless. We got to the seventh. It was still 2-1. The Rainiers had only 2 singles against Slade Ciccone to that point, but they got him in the seventh. Jake Schiner led off by reaching on an infield single that went off the glove of the third baseman, Phillip Evans. Taylor Trammell then walked. After a pop-up, Cooper Hummel was at the plate. He doubled to left center field, and it brought in Schiner, and it tied the game 2-2 and left runners at second and third. Adam Engel was next. He hit a hard liner to left for a base hit, scoring Trammell with the go-ahead run 3-2. That left runners at first and third. Reno brought in a reliever, a lefty, Andrew Saulfrank, to face the left-hand hitter Colin Moran, and the veteran Moran pulled a 2-run double down the right field line, bringing in Hummel and Engel, and the Rainiers led 5-2. They scored 4 runs there in the seventh inning. They didn't threaten again for the rest of the game, but they didn't need to because the Rainiers got 2 scoreless innings of relief from Blake Wyman and then a scoreless ninth from Riley O'Brien, and Tacoma wins the game 5-2 is the final score. Here are the final totals for today's game for Tacoma. 5 runs on 7 hits. There was 1 error and 4 runners left on base. Reno scores 2 runs on 9 hits, no errors, left 9 on base. Winning pitcher is Taylor Williams. He's 3-0. Save goes to O'Brien, his 5th. Loss goes to Ciccone. He's 4-6. Time of the ball game was 2 hours and 28 minutes. The attendance, 6,518. With the win, the Rainiers are 44-42 overall, 7-4 in the second half standings. And Reno is now 48-38 on the year, 4-7 in the second half. Tacoma has won the series. They're going to try to do so emphatically with a win tomorrow in the finale. First pitch 105, Connor Wade listed to start for the Red Ears against Bryce Jarvis for the Aces. That's tomorrow afternoon. 105 first pitch. We'll start the pregame show at 12:50. Red Ears win it 5-2. Stick around. We're going to check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
The PROVAC team can help you protect the environment and meet the Clean Water Act standards by implementing BMPs. Let us help you stay in compliance with your stormwater permit requirements and site-specific stormwater pollution prevention plan implementation by scheduling a preventative maintenance evaluation and service. Our experienced operators specialize in stormwater and sewer line jetting, root removal, storm detention and retention, vault cleaning, and pipe and pond cleaning. Ask to schedule a meeting with our sales team today.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Red Ears win. They beat Reno 5-2. The final score. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Mariners lost today. Houston got them 3-2. It was 2-2 at the bottom of the eighth inning. Brian Wu with a strong start. But in the bottom of the eighth, with Andres Munoz on the mound, Martin Maldonado, of all people, hit a tie-breaking solo homer to give the Astros the 3-2 lead, and they won by that score. The Mariners could still win the four-game series in Houston with a win tomorrow before the All-Star break. There was a no-hitter in Detroit, a three-pitcher no-hitter, as the Tigers beat Toronto 2-0. Matt Manning went 6 2/3. Jason Foley got the next four outs, and the closer Alex Lang finished it. A three-pitcher no-hitter for Detroit against Toronto, ninth no-hitter in Detroit Tigers history. Baltimore knocks off Minnesota 6-2, scoring all six runs in the top of the second inning and getting a good start from Taylor Wells. The Orioles have won four in a row. Cleveland Guardians rookie Garrett Williams struck out 7 over 5 2/3 innings, and he got his first major league win as Cleveland defeated Kansas City 10-6. And at Fenway, former Rainier James Paxton allowed just two runs in six innings and picked up his fifth win as Boston shellacked Oakland 10-3. Jaron Duran had three hits and three runs batted in. In interleague games today at the stadium, Giancarlo Stanton hit two homers and the Yankees beat the Cubs 6-3. St. Louis, a winner on the road at the White Sox 3-0. Miles Michaelis with seven scoreless innings. Jordan Walker a homer. The Washington Nationals ended a five-game losing streak with an 8-3 win over the Texas Rangers as Jamer Candelario and Joey Meneses hit back-to-back homers in the first inning, and the Nats never looked back. Atlanta, red hot, beat Tampa 6-1. Spencer Strider struck out 11 over 6 1/3 scoreless innings to win his seventh straight decision. The Braves are 20-2 over their last 22 games. Tampa has lost seven straight. Dodgers defeat the Angels 10-5. That game just ended. I don't have any details. And in National League games, the Giants beat Colorado 5-3 as Michael Conforto and Austin Slater hit two-run homers. In 10 innings, Arizona defeats Pittsburgh 3-2. Corbin Carroll with the game-winning RBI single. The Marlins had a two-run homer from Jorge Soler. He's got 23 this year. They beat the Phillies 5-3. Cincinnati, an 8-5 winner at Milwaukee. Ellie De La Cruz had the go-ahead RBI single in the seventh inning, and then he stole second, third, and home in order. You should watch that highlight if you get a chance. It's fun. And the Mets and the Padres in San Diego, they're in the seventh inning. Padres lead it 3-1. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Reno, the Red Ears win 5-2. We'll be back with more after this.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Right here's Wynn and Reno, 5-2, the final score. As Tacoma had five pitchers combined to limit the Aces to just two runs on nine hits today. And just held them to eight singles and a double and only walked two. And just a really good group performance by the Red Ears pitching staff today. Offensively, they were mostly shut down. It just had the one rally in the seventh inning, but it was enough. The Red Ears beat Reno 5-2. That's four straight wins for Tacoma. The hottest team of the second half is Albuquerque. They won at Oklahoma City again. 4-2 the final today. And Albuquerque 9-2 in the second half. Round Rock hammered Sugar Land 11-6. Salt Lake did the same to Sacramento, 14-6. Las Vegas won at El Paso, 8-3. Rainiers are going to try to win 5 out of 6 here in Reno. That's the goal. Need a win tomorrow to do that. First pitch is 1:05. Connor Wade against Bryce Jarvis. We'll start the pregame show at 12:50. We've got the visit with Darren McCacken on the pregame show tomorrow. Interview already recorded, so we're ready to roll with that. And tune in early if you want to hear from the guy who is climbing up some Tacoma all-time pitching lists statistically and has been a big part of the Red Ears for the last couple of seasons. So Darren McCacken on the pregame show tomorrow. Red Ears win it 5-2. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Greater Nevada Field. Have a great night.